Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Oh, help me sing.
Jesus,
I have been to heaven, but I'm surely on my way. Walking with my Jesus every night and every day.
I tell you, I can tell you right now, the doves are flying. Because
yes,
you can come on one accord and thank God for 3 years, you know, just doing ministry, right? 3 years of God's plan. You know, I tell you, man, it has to be God, his willingness, putting us through all the things we need to do to make this ministry work. I thank God this morning for 3 years that it's been going on. I thank God for the one who has started out with it, Reverend. I really do, Reverend. I remember like it was almost yesterday. Came up with a plan on the back line. Really, two gentlemen really hit it up with Brother Dexter and Brother Wayne. I mean, they sit back there. We was talking how God was blessing us on the back line, Rev, and they presented it, man. They presented it. Said, man, why we won't go on the front line, you know, with it, you know? And then we, some kind of way, that the ball with the roller, you know, and then when it rolled, it started right almost in the middle of the pandemic, really. And God bless, man. He, you know, it was real easy for us to be on the phone at that time more because we was in the house, you know, we were locked down, you know. But yet, it's still going on today. You know, one gone right now that we know physically, and that's Brother Dexter, who loved God so much, man. He's the one who used to. He the one got all the music for us and used to put it on, you know. And he used to get mad, Reverend, when you didn't play no old hymn or nothing, you know. He said, man, young folk, man, they can have all that other stuff. Pray something up. Some of the old stuff, man. I can remember him, man, calling and we conversing and conveying to him. I just thank God for what he had put into this ministry. And God let him see something that all of us one day going to see, Reverend. And that transition, that's leaving this earth. That's what we're doing this ministry for. Because Brother Wayne named it. Brother Wayne called it. He said, let's call it God's plan. And you and I and anybody been walking with God know what is God's plan. Salvation for all mankind. All mankind. And that's what we are today. That's why you see the ministry like it is today. And I thank God for the support that we've been doing on this broadcast. I mean, you know, he's been here, you know, because it takes it's not a job for us, but it is a job. Can I say it real? It's not a job for us because it is a job. See, our reward is not here, Reverend. We're not going to get paid on this side. They can't pay enough on this side. But our reward is when we see his face. Because he going to say, what did you say, Reverend? He going to say whoever he had a chance to hit the one button. I didn't know how to hit it. They kept telling me all I had to do was hit the one button. What did you say when you had a chance? Was it a sermon that you liked? Was it a testimony that you liked? What did you say when you had a chance to say, I love the Lord? Yes, sir.
I got to get back on mute real quick, but let's make it straight. My brother says this is the third year. And the Bible says, what, two or three assemble. So I believe we have at least three assembling. Amen?
Yes,
amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Carry on,
brother.
Carry on.
I got you, brother. I got you. And I say this, Brother D, I say this with because there's a lot of people. I know a lot of people come on religiously. They come on and they're praying for us, Brother D. You know, they're praying for us, Reverend Henry. They're praying for someone to come on a morning and speak a word, you know, or pray for them, you know, to pray with them, you know, that's what this ministry is about. You might not come on, Brother D and myself and Reverend, but what watch this, Reverend. The ministry is there for if it's just a prayer, you know. We've been in this thing long enough. Prayer is essential, you know. It takes prayer to get 3 years in like this, because you don't get the support. And watch this, Ross. Don't trip when I say this now, and especially not financial. You know, don't trip with me. Say, Reverend.
Man.
You know, and I thank God for how he does it, you know, and how he's doing it, Reverend. And Brother D, I know what you're saying, man. It takes what we got going on right now, it has to be God first. Because if God was to the first like that song was, it wouldn't be accomplished the years it has, you know. And that, and only way God can be lifted up is we lift him up. If we lift him up, if we lift him up like we've been doing these 3 years, all of us, you know, laboring and coming in and taking time out and want to go in the Word with it. But I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank him for the ones who've been participating and the ones who would just come out just to listen, you know. Some of this ministry that some people, I had someone even messaged me on the back line talking about this was his church, you know, talking about, so I know it's helping somebody, you know, talking about, I know it's doing somebody. We believe now, I might be wrong now, we believe with one soul, help me Holy Spirit, one soul come in, all the angels in the Bible rejoice. That's how it should be when we hear somebody come in, so they want to come in and be with God and make him the Lord of their life, do the Romans role, how we say it, Reverend, confess out their mouth. Mm-hmm. They believe that, yes, God has raised him from the dead. They, you know what? They just didn't stay there, Reverend. They believe in their heart and confessed it out of their mouth that he's Lord, man. And I don't know about you, we can't make you say it. It has to come from your heart. But that's what this ministry is about. This ministry right today is about salvation. It is a lifeline. We believe anybody is, I just believe what the scripture says now. If I carefully quote it right now, I might quote it right or wrong. Watch this. For John, right? 1 John 4. Mm-hmm. 1 said, what did he say? What did he say now? Can I get a little help with? He said, try to see it, my brother. By the Spirit, where it be unto God. He said, because there's many that went before them teaching Antichrist. What they're doing, they're not teaching Jesus, my brother and sister. Anytime you hear Jesus being lifted up, you're in the right place. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Now, the way that pastor or that teacher is teaching or the minister is teaching, he is getting that church ready to see God. That's what God gave him. I can't go to Reverend Hill House or Brother D House and say, man, I don't like your coffee table. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Reverend, I can't go to your house. Mm-hmm. Man, I don't like your desk. That's your house. I can't go run your house, man. So why do what God give us? As a me and what? As a me and my house. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. We're going to serve the Lord.
Oh, I know. I ain't the only one got a desk, Lord. I just wanted to start out and tell you, be blessed in the Lord. Know the Lord is doing something. Longevity don't come. I'll watch this here. Longevity don't come if nobody don't put the skin in the game. You know what I'm talking about? You got to put your hand in there, Reverend Henry. You got to put your hand in there.
Mm-hmm.
Reverend,
you
know what? Even if three of us on, hey, you know who find out? Just what Brother D said. Well, two or three, what? Gather in my name, touch and agree. He's in the midst. He's done. But we know it's more than that on him. I'm just saying, though. I just thank God for the wisdom. I thank God for the love. 3 more years. It's been 3 years that we 3 years that we've been doing this, and another year has passed by. Don't let this year go by. And say thank you, God, for pray for this ministry. Pray for the financial report of it. Pray for the strength of the ones who come out diligently to the teach and preach His word. Even pray for the ones who even come, don't even say a word, but you know they're home. Pray for all of us that we all be a family. When I believe a family prays together, what they do, Reverend, they stay together. They stay together. Oh, I know I'm right about it.
Prayers of the righteous. Prayers of the righteous. And you said an antichrist. And we know that even to this very day they are doing it. But Jesus said something. Jesus said something, didn't he? He said, "My sheep, they know my voice.
They know my voice."
And he said, "Stranger, they won't follow." See, the only way you're gonna know his voice is know his word. You got to know his word.
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't know his word, you won't know his voice. So if you in the word, a stranger, you won't follow.
Yeah.
You won't follow.
Yeah.
It's going to be something about him. You're going to look at him. It's just something about him. I heard a young man say one time on what they call Kings of Covenant. He said, it's just something about his curve it just don't quite curve right. There's going to be something about his word that just ain't going to be right. My sheep number four. They number four.
Yes, sir.
Remember, they
yes,
number four.
Yes, sir.
That's strange. They
yes,
number
sir. Four.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You know, and I like what you said. I like when you said that, Brother D, because someone said I want to know his voice. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir. Yes,
I want to know his voice. I want to hear his voice. I want to hear his voice. And I want to tell you this. Pick up the Bible sometime. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Listen to the ministry sometime, because God can speak. You might be looking for a certain sound or a certain voice, but when God's speaking, he's speaking to the heart. And you can hear Reverend Henry. You can hear Brother D. You can hear anybody that's expressing and conveying God's word. Then you'll start hearing God. Because God, it's not like people say the Holy Ghost. Most people believe the Holy Ghost, you got to have a certain thing and a certain this and that. But let me give you this here. The Holy Ghost is on the inside, right? And what it does, it convicts you. It convicts you to do God's will. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, watch this. It convicts you. It has so much conviction that right now, somebody might not even like what we're doing right now. But when the Holy Spirit starts moving in that person's heart, they'll have a receptive heart, Reverend Henry. They'll start retaining God's spirit. Because God, Richard Smallwood, he's a center of my heart. You know, you got to understand that song. He said he's in the very center of my – so if he's in the center of my heart, everything in me should be doing what his will is. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Now, watch this. So if some of us didn't have a problem with the center of the heart, so we play the other song, The Angel. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It's watching me all day and all night. You could be sleeping or doing something, and God's angel is right there, and he can speak to you. It might be through a child, Reverend Henry. It might be through your wife, Brother D. It might be through your brother, Eric. It might be through somebody you never would thought would say something, and you look at it, that's God speaking, man. That's got to be God speaking. Amen.
Yes,
and watch this.
Yes,
correction is good. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Correction is good. Hey, you want to get corrected right now. What they call it, Reverend. You want to be chasing right now. You want to get you don't want to be chasing with the world. Because the world, when he chased them, he's going to tell them he knew them not. But when he chased you right now, you can turn around and start walking with the king. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And start lifting up that banner saying, and say, when somebody come to you, I'm going to pray for you, man. I'm not going to challenge you with that. I'm going to pray for you. I love you in spite of what you just said and what you just done. Watch this. If I offend you, my brother, if I offend you, my sister, I'm sorry. What can we do to make peace? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. This is when you have the Holy Spirit. It's not more than tingling in your hair. Help me. It does that. It ain't more than sweat running down your brow. It does that. You know, it ain't also running up and down the pew. It does that. But, boy, when that Holy Spirit can talk to you and minister you, because I read the word that he's a comforter. I read in the word that he'll bring all things back to remembrance to you. I read in the word.
Yes,
that's what it says, man.
Yes, he will.
It's
published. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let him have his way. Let him have his way.
Yes.
Let him have his way. Thank you.
Yes, I mean, I was opposed to some Brother Willardall. He had some on his mind, you know. He said he had some on his mind. He probably all sideways right now, but he said he had some on his mind, Reverend. I don't know what he had on his mind. Mm. What you think?
He's not on, though. He's going to be on early.
Yeah,
he's
on.
Yeah, he be on here.
He's on.
He has to be on.
That's someone's mind.
Well, first off, praise the Lord for this. That's the first thing. Second thing is happy anniversary for your third year anniversary. We ain't going to say happy birthday. We're going to say happy anniversary. And we thank y'all for having and we appreciate that. But, you know, I didn't want to hit the one button because, you know, Reverend Brian got a long winded there. So, you know, I had to wait till he get some of that out and shit, you know. But, Reverend Brian, Reverend Brian, Brother D, how y'all doing out there this morning? Brother D almost messed my question up. He almost messed my question up I had this morning. And you know me, I ain't going to say I'm controversial, but, you know, I always want to know something and I always be looking for something to ask. Of all the animals in the world, Why did the Lord pick the sheep to be the shepherd over? Why did he pick the sheep?
The sheep is a more humble person. The sheep will follow as long as you lead them. And God look at the sheep is like we are today. Well, look at the person. Brother Lee said it well. When he said that my sheep, if everybody on here should be a sheep of God, what we call a disciple of God, because what? We'll listen, we'll be more humble. All the sort like the donkey. The donkey is what? He's stubborn. You know what I'm talking about?
You
have to almost beat him to do what you want him to do, you know? But the sheep won't do that. A sheep gonna follow. You know what I'm talking about? And sometimes they go astray because if it was a bunch of them, man, if they not staying closer to the fold, they'll wander off. Like right now. There's some people been in this flock right now, and some of them wander off. But they still the sheep. You know what I'm talking about? So what the shepherd has to do, he has to go and get them and lead them. Let's say it's 50 people here, right? He has to lead the 50 and go get that 51. Because sometimes we do wonder.
Man.
You know what I'm talking about? I just throw a little bit in there. Reverend Henry, y'all.
That's it.
Well,
man,
that pulled me up right there. But if they got anything else to add, I can eat some dessert too, though. that filled me up. I like that analogy. I like that. I never looked at it that way, but now it makes me understand it a little bit better. But I can stand some dessert though. If y'all got some dessert,
well, to be true with you, brother dog, I'm like bro Eric. Some things don't need it. Like he said it best when he said the sheep is probably considered to be the most humble animal of all as far as being obedient. And I truly think that's why God chose him. When he said a sheep know my voice, you know, you can walk in the pasture right now. If you've been taking care of that sheep and feeding that sheep, as long as you walk, they're going to walk. As soon as you stop, they'll stop.
Sure.
I think, that's just how sheep work. So I think that's why God chose it. And then I have another thought, too. There are some things we just not going to get a full understanding on this side. Something ain't going to just be my thought, your thought.
All right.
We just going to speak it that way until we get over.
I know y'all said it, you know, I know y'all said this is a show for the people, and I know this ain't my show, you know, sometimes I do something, but I hear y'all always say we got to do things in decency and everything. So, Reverend Henry, ain't did a prayer this morning. We ain't did a prayer this morning, Reverend Henry. That doggone brother Eric come on here, and you know he got to come on here quick. Yeah. He got to, like Muhammad Ali, he got to stick and move because, you know, he got to get on back. He got to stick and move. I know Reverend Henry might start to pray. Before y'all go, now, believe it or not, now, people call me and ask me questions, and I need y'all to go over this before y'all go, if y'all can cover this today. Some people said if Jesus died on Friday and rose on the third day, it shouldn't be Sunday, it should be Monday. Y'all need to straighten that out because I remember one time before y'all said they don't count in our days like we do. So
do
y'all,
do
I'm going to tell y'all, cover that today because I've been getting texts and I ain't even the head leader of this stuff. I don't be knowing. I just know what y'all tell me. I go back and find out, though, but I know about that. So cover that if y'all get a chance, because they said if he died on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, should be the third day, but you said you don't count. You don't count on them kind of hours.
Bro, Eric did a segment on that once before, you know, how they count time and how they cut time.
Let me do it one more time for you, brother dog. One more time. The first hour of the day. The first hour of the day is 6 to 7 a.m. The second hour is 7 to 8 a.m. The third hour is 8 to 9 a.m. The fourth hour, watch this now, is 9 to 10 a.m. The fifth hour is 10 to 11 a.m. The sixth hour is 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. The seventh hour, I'm going to do it just like this, 12 to 1 p.m. The eighth hour is 1 to 2 p.m. And ninth hour is 2 to 3 p.m. And the 10th hour, look at this Holy Spirit, is 3 to 4 p.m. And the 11th hour is 4 to 5 p.m. And the 12th hour is what? 6 p.m. What that means is there's 12 hours in a day back then. Back then, 12 hours in a day back then. So don't look at the hours that you look today. Today we are under the 24 hours, right? But back then it was what? Considered right. as what? It's considered what? 12 hours a full day. So when Jesus was on the cross, when they said the third hour, that's 8 to 9 a.m. Let me do this right, Brother D.
Right.
And then darkness came over, that was 11 to what? 12 p.m. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And the last ninth hour, that was 2 to 3 p.m. You got to look at the law. You got to look how they did it back then. The law and the time was totally different back then. So it wasn't but 12 hours in the day. That's why when we look at it, we look at it totally different. That's why they had to get Jesus down because of the Sabbath. You know what I'm talking about? Because it's going to change.
Amen. Amen. You know, amen.
Now, who had the authority to change that, or we just changed it because that was convenient? Who had the authority to do that?
It's the same way when man come up with it. They come up to change the days of the hours of the purpose of work. And why,
it's
and
the same thing like
and
man doing daylight
savings.
Like
and watch this here.
Same thing.
There you go. There you go. There you go. I definitely said, brother. That's what they wrestling with it right now. They want to keep it the same.
Right.
They want to keep it the same all year round. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But look what the word say, bro, dog, in the book of John. Jesus said, it says in the book of John 11 and 9, he says,
is it not?
Jesus answered,
is it not?
And there, he says, are there not 12 hours in a day?
Is
I closed my
day?
Book right there. I closed my book right there. He says, are there not 12 hours in a day? That's why I closed it. When Jesus said, I believe it, he's the author, it's finished.
Mm-hmm.
Right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Excuse me, brothers. I'm not trying to be controversial, but I'm just asking because I'm not confused, but I'm confused. It was 24 hours back then, and ain't it the same 24 hours today? Guess what? Ain't it the same 24 hours?
24 hours. No, it wasn't 24 hours. You keep saying again. He just read the scripture. And I just broke down the day of the whole entire day, right?
Okay.
Then he just told you what Jesus said. Is it not 12 hours in one day? One day. And I just told you how the days, how the hours were, you know? Yeah.
Right.
But now, back when Jesus was going, how many months was it, Reverend? Well, but 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we made the calendar years and the hours like it is today. I guess we fell off, man. Did we fall off? But we're saying that's what I'm talking about right there. That's what the ministry is about. The ministry if I'm wrong, y'all hear me. But this is not church. Let's get it right now. We do have church when we come over here, right? But then somebody might ask a question. You know, somebody might want to know something. You know what I'm talking about? Now, watch this here. I believe, now this is from my heart, I believe there's too many people over here not to get the answer. You know what I'm talking about? If I don't know it, there's somebody over here know it. You know what I'm talking about? We don't claim to know everything.
Well, Reverend Ryan, I got one more question because I think I heard you say something. You said back then they didn't count it 24 hours. They counted 12 hours. That's why it's 3 days. It'll be Sunday instead of Monday. You said it count 12 hours.
Well, if you get down to the bones of it, some people argue the Sabbath day is when.
Saturday.
The people on the seventh day Adventist. Saturday. Yeah.
Saturday.
Yeah. So if you get down to the I don't say religion, but for just say the people believe in God, we just pick that Sunday because Monday is a work day. That's how we do it. We don't pick Saturday, then work on a Sunday. So we say Sunday is what? I rest, then we work on the Monday. But most people rest on what? The Sabbath day, and that's what Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
You can argue that, take that all the way home, but that's not going to stop you from getting to heaven. Because we, cause if you look at it, we don't, we're not, and that Sabbath was made for man.
That's it right there. Made for man.
That's it right there.
Made for man.
15, can I say something? Genesis.
I believe I
hear Reverend Henry. Genesis the first. Chapter 1 in Genesis. And the fifth verse will tell you, and God called the light day. Brother D just read, are there not 12 hours in the day? Because you talked about 24 hours. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. It's right there, right before you. And the evening and the morning were the first day.
All right, tell me, what scripture was that, Reverend Henry? What scripture was that? Genesis what?
Genesis 1 and 5.
All right, y'all, it's too early for me to get my Bible out, but I'm going to go get my Bible out the while, and if I got any more questions, now, I'll be back now.
Let me say this, listen to what Reverend Henry just said. He calls a day. And he called it night. It's already been foretold in the Bible. You just got to get the book and read it. That's all we got to get the book and read it. And ask him for understanding, and I guarantee he's going to give it to you.
Put me back on mute. I'm listening, though. Put me on mute.
Yeah.
Mute me out.
But the only way you can understand it is spiritually. The only way, we can go back and forth, but spiritually, because it's part of a worship, and you're in the midst of it, you go from questioning to feeding. You have to go to feed that spiritual man, that spiritual man, because the flesh will question day in and day out all day long, but spiritually. You can see this thing and it'll unfold to you, because once you have made that confession, then it there's a transition just like our lives when we go from life unto death and then back to life. But there is a transition that happens to this Christian, to this Christian and to this body. Because we go from one vessel to another vessel, and it talks about it as well as the over there in 1 Corinthians. It talks about it as well for this earthly house, this earthly tabernacle. And that's why, I just whispered a prayer, and God led me over to Genesis, the first chapter, and it made it so clear, and God called the light day, and did it reflect back to over what Brother D just read? Oh, there are 11 and 90, or they're not 12 hours in a day. So that takes third right there. You can think of it how it is now, 24 hours, because it was cut in half, the day and the night, and then the evening and the morning was the first day. It didn't say the morning and the evening, but it said and the morning were the first day.
It
was the first day, and God saw it and let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and it divided the waters and the waters from the waters. So as it divided the waters from the waters, it also divided the time from the time, and there was a separation that was made, the light and the day and the darkness and the night. Praise the Lord. We just have to
get in the prayer and pray for understanding and listen to what the Lord is saying. That's our problem. We're not hearing God. We just got to hear what he's saying. He's going to answer if we just listen.
Mm-hmm.
Reverend Henry, you got a new hand, though.
Hello?
631-3147.
631-3147.
Hello?
How you doing, Reverend? Hey, how you doing, Reverend Brian, Reverend Henry?
Good morning.
All right. It's Cornelius Trent Sr. You know, I hit you on the back lines every once in a while.
Oh, okay, bro. How you doing?
All right. Hey, thank you the other day for the birthday shout out and whatnot. And, you know, I don't usually be able to get on in the day, but I'm off today, so I'm getting here live instead of on the recording. But about the question Brother Dog asked, so when the evening come and night come, night is not considered a day on that question? Because he's saying there's 12 hours in a day, and they go from 6 to 6. So when nighttime comes, that's not really considered a day back then?
Yeah, back then it was, yes. Yeah, back then, how they when they go from night to day, that's why I gave the hours like I did. Yeah, you go from one time of the hour to 6, and you go all the way back to the a.m. to p.m., yeah, that's considered a day.
All right. Yeah, I was just trying to get a little better understanding of it myself. So, all right, I thank you.
No, that's good.
I was thinking in my head, so I just wanted to ask so I could get assurance. Yeah. So,
and you know something right here, Brad, my brother? There are certain times, certain places you can go to in what we call them rural areas. At 6 o'clock, you see the sun get on dark. It's just darkness is coming. And at 6 o'clock, it's almost there. You know, people are going to bed because they're in the old, you know. We in these big cities with all these bright lights and stuff, you know, so it's a difference. But that's just how time was cutting seconds back then.
That made God plan 3 years in 24 hours.
Oh, yeah. Happy anniversary, God plan.
That's what it is, my brother. Even you, I hear you, you know. I mean, I heard a few things from you on the back line, but I just thank God for the ministry, man, even that right there. See, that's what I love about the ministry, man, people might think we done deviated, but that's what the ministry about is kingdom building. And building up a kingdom is what we're doing right there. We helping one another. It ain't who got... And then that's why it's so open that anybody can speak, because we're confident in our walk with God. It's not like I'm a one on you. I'm gonna use this here. Eric's gonna say this, and Reverend Henry's gonna say this, and Dog gonna say this. No, it ain't that. We're trying to come on. We're trying to knit it together so we can make that more clear to you. So everybody won't be live, man. He said this and she said that and they said that. But if you listen to the, like Reverend Henry said, in the spirit, you can receive it. You know what I'm talking about? Now, it goes in depth when you start breaking it down hours. See, a lot of people don't know them hours like that. You can ask a lot of preachers. They can't tell you. A lot of teachers can't tell you the hour per hour. You know what I'm talking about? Some can, but a lot of them don't. They don't go in that depth because they're not open in that area. Now, I'm going to tell you about a question. A question, you have to watch the question, right? Because the question, if your mindset ain't right or you ain't listening to it right, you know, it'll throw you off. You know what I'm talking about? But I believe every time my brother asks or somebody brings something over here, God going to give us somebody going to be able to answer it. And then we can add to it every time. This is what it is. This is what it is. You know, God let it add to that piece of that puzzle. You know what I'm talking about? So everybody won't need to scramble. But I think it was playing pretty good, you know. I really do.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. It's good to hear from you, brother. You know, you got anything on your mind? Yes?
No, not too much. You know, I like to thank God for, you know, give me another day here. You know, gonna give him thanks for all the blessings and everything he bestowed upon me. And, you know, I want to thank him for the ministry. You know, I enjoy listening
God
to y'all guys every day. Yeah.
God bless you, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good to know. Hey, Reverend, you know what? I ain't gonna lie. I got to ease out, right? But I wanted to. I really snuck. I did some hooking just then. I got to hook it, man. I got to get in there, you know. So I wanted to I wanted to start the year out with it. So this is our year. You know what I'm talking about? This is how we start our year. I count it out. It's April the 6th. April the 6th is our calendar year, you know. So I thank God for this opportunity to always to be here. And I'm telling you, man, we live in a time that people will put everything before God. And the only time they need God is when they're in a deep problem or somebody in a transition or something, you know. But let me tell you something like this, for us as believers, that we still should be there holding their hand. Because one day, you and I, God going to look at us and say, well done. I know he is. You know, wherever you can apply to the ministry, I'm asking you, we need prayer. We need prayer. If you ministering like we doing 5 days a week and 365 days, but I'm telling you, after 52 weeks that we be on like we do, I'm telling you, it needs prayer. It needs lifted up all the time because spirit tries to do different things. But God can move in spirit if you guys will keep us in your prayers. Keep us in your prayers.
That's right.
I'm talking about everybody that you hear right now and don't hear, pray for us. Pray for our
Amen.
Family. Pray for our
Amen.
Job.
Amen.
Pray for our togetherness. Pray for all of us being one-on-one. I mean, you don't have to even hit the one button. Just keep us lifted up. Even
Reverend
you might
Brian.
Not hear Reverend here ask for prayer. Mm-hmm.
Reverend Brian.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Reverend Brian, can
yes,
you hear
sir.
Me? Now, I heard you just speaking, and to me, you just spoke in a softer tone than I might have spoken to, because I told y'all, and I have to talk to Brother D about this here, because, you know, we kind of talk layman and layman talk, and the guys the other day called me about something to go on my show with. And I said the same thing, basically what you said, but I said more direct. I said, y'all don't never come over here and call unless y'all need something. But then I'm going to still let y'all come on the show and do what y'all need to do, but you only come on in when you need something. Now, they jumped on me and got mad at me and for 2 days and cussed me out. I might have been wrong for saying it, but in my heart, I did what Brother D told me to do, to let them come on the show and do what they want to do. But I had to say it because I had to say it in my corner of mind. I didn't like that they only come on there when they need some. So talk to me and tell me was I right or wrong, or tell me what I need to do to try to soften my heart toward that.
Well, you know, I'm talking about growth. See, when you grow in Christ, see, there's a pastor ministry, right? There's a layman ministry. You know what I'm talking about? And in a pastor's eye, even though he corrected somebody, he has to do it in love. It has to be not that he's saying soft, but it has to be that he has to meet the person where they at. He has to meet them where they at, and then give them at a time, then you'll be able to do what you're talking about, correcting that. You know what I'm talking about? But it has to move with the spirit. And then once you do hear the word or hear somebody saying, you know it's like a sharp edge. You know it's correcting you. And then it's sometimes you have to be blunt. You know what I'm talking about? But then also a lot of times, if you move out after God, they is gonna resist it. But what I'm gonna tell you, they're not resisting you; they're resisting God. They're resisting God, which gives you the strength to say what you say. But what He gives to me, I'm looking at it a little different because I'm saying like you saying it, but I'm meaning it like you mean it. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
Hey, dog.
I'm really meaning like
hey,
you
dog.
Mean it.
Yeah.
With
yeah, now. Yeah.
As long as you keep in your mind and you doing God's work, sometimes we all let stuff come out carnal. But our heart, your heart, you passionate about your fans. You want them to get the same feeling you get with. And that's why you said it like that, and you just blunt with it. Everybody can't be charismatic with it. You just blunt with it because you want the people to feel the same way you feel every morning you get on here and listen and ask questions. And
got a point there. That's exactly what that. Now, there you go. There you go. You're exactly right.
Let me add this in there. I'm telling you now. That's a good thing and it's a bad thing.
Right.
The bad thing is because you can run people off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The good thing is you have to let God do it. And when God does it, when God does it, even if they do run off, they'll come back. You see what I'm talking about? Everybody can't do this ministry, man. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The Bible says it over there. He said, I suffer not you be. King James said master, but let me do like everybody got the NIV, teachers. Because you're going to be what? Judge hardly. You know, your words, then it goes into the tongue. You got to watch what you say. He said that tongue
Reverend Brian,
is like a ship.
Reverend Brian, mm-hmm. before you go any further, I agree and disagree with you. With me saying it, mm-hmm. I don't think I ran them off because I ran them. They got mad, but they came right back. Now, if you had said it, that might have ran them off because you're in a position to supposedly say the right stuff. I ain't in that position where I got to speak the right tongue or do the right stuff correctly because I did. Like, I understand what you mean by running them off, but I believe if you had said that, that might have ran them off. Now, they ran off, but they came right back to me because they're just the way
yeah,
I am because I'm not
no,
in that holy
no,
position.
I agree. I agree. That's what I just said a while ago. I said, it'll run them off, but they'll come back. You know what I'm talking about? Because of your character. They'll come back because of your character. They know soon, watch this, dog. They know soon or later that you're going to stop being holy and start cussing. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They know soon or later you're going to go over here. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, let's be truthful. So that spirit come back. Because spirit, that,
right.
them, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That spirit come back because it's fun. It's all right as long as you're cussing. It's all right if you're lying. I'm supposed to be gone. It's all right because you're running and bumping your head and saying this. But soon you bring up God, boom, they're gone. Yeah, because they don't want it right now. You see what I'm saying? They don't want that right now. They want the dog of the other dog. Everybody got to say that. You know what I'm talking about? So as long as you go there, yeah, they're coming back. They're coming back for sure. But if you stay with God, you're not going to find many. Matthew tells that over there in 7 and 13 and 14. He said, broad is the way that leads the way.
Damnation.
And then you'll find going that way. But strength is the gate.
Yeah.
And narrow is the way.
He said,
narrow is
the way.
Bro Brian, hold on, Bro D. I got to say something to Dog. Dog, you know how you told me you be watching me?
Yeah.
People watching you both ways. So don't say that you ain't in that position because somebody could be following you in a good way and hear you go left or say something. It could steer them away. That's what Bro Brian said.
That's all right.
Make sense.
It could. So you know you don't talk to me on the back line. Told me you watching me, people watching you.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. See, like Reverend Brian said it earlier. That's why if you got several people on there, between all of us on there, we're gonna get the right answer. We're gonna go the right road sooner or later, one way or another. Thank you.
Well, I want you to hear Reverend Brian attack God, not let him look stupid.
Watch this here, brother dog. I want you to hear me because the Spirit just gave me while I was talking to you. The reason why they come back, because that familiar spirit there. I'm telling you, man, if you living with God and you focus with God, if they don't have God in, they don't want to be around you. As soon as that spirit came back, and that's when that spirit what? Be comfortable. But when you start dealing with that spiritual, like, remember that, I don't know the Bible, man. I'm sorry, y'all. If you mad at me, y'all can be what y'all want. Let me do you. When Jesus walked up to that man in the graveyard, cutting himself, burning himself, and the spirit inside him spoke to Jesus and said, why do you come here? See, long as you talking about God and those people don't have it, they not wrapped in it. They don't want to hear that. But they want to hear it when it's convenient for them. So long as Jesus was there, he said, with the spirit, what he told him, brother, the unclean spirit, he rebuked that unclean spirit and allowed the spirit to go into the swine, and the swine different from us. We'll take the dope. We'll take the whoremonger. We'll take the lion. We'll just keep it inside of us. Backbiting. We just keep it inside of you. But that swine there, it jumped off the cliff because they didn't want them spirits in them. And the Bible said it was 2,000 spirits in them. So So what I'm saying, brother, dog, if you have God in you at that time, whatever, then your mind is right, whatever it is, they don't want to hear that. They want the other dog. Give me the other dog. Cuss me out. Tell me I ain't no good. Call my anus and all this. They want that. That's that other spirit, because they want you to go to hell, man. They don't want you to go to hell. The devil don't want you doing what you're doing right now. The devil don't want you trying to change your life. I'm not telling you going to be perfect. I'm telling you, when you hear God, you walk away from that foolishness and say, God, I'm sorry. Help me and strengthen me while I'm weak in. Lord, help me when the guys see me, they see you. That's what I just read a while ago in my book. We read in the message, brother, Reverend, when Jack just said, when God sees us, he should see us through Jesus. When Jesus is in the midst of you, God, they don't want to be there. They're going to leave. They don't want you to be like that. They want you to be the other dog, what they say. I think we made it plain. Did we make it plain?
I think we made it plain.
That's what it's about. If anybody by the time my boss heard what he just said, spiritually, what Reverend Henry's talking about, spiritually, know that long as Brother Dog is talking in the love, they don't want to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
I hear him on that, man. Man, I don't want to come today. I don't want to do this today. I don't want, they try, they poke. You know, eventually, you know, something happened this, something happened that, you know what I'm talking about. But I'm telling you, he want to do right. What'd you say? It's almost like that old man, Brother Reverend Heron. He said, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I believe. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you keep doing what you're doing. Know at the
Amen.
End is God. Where are we going?
Hallelujah.
Don't know. I can't judge and send you to hell.
Hallelujah.
I can't put you in heaven, but my problem is when someone come on or when someone around God's people that they don't change. You know, they only change when they're around God's people. When they ain't around God's people, they're some totally different people. You know what I'm talking about? That's a problem with me, because I know you're supposed to resist that. You're supposed to resist that temptation. You know, you're supposed to you got to grow up. You want to call this old man stuff out. I'm a man stuff. What makes you a man? Because you got to run your mouth. Everything don't take a rebuttal. Everything, it don't take a response back. Some things are rhetorical. It doesn't mean a question answer back from it, if I can say it like that. But while I'm saying this, while we're right here now, if you walking with God, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, if you have a problem and someone can't receive you where you at, you pray about it. God, what is I'm to turn this person away from me? What is I'm doing, Lord, to allow this person to say what she or he is saying towards me? Because we can hurt people, boy, bad. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you, we are living in the last days. If we don't come together, the scripture will be just like it said. It will be a great falling away.
Oh,
get away. It's going to be a great falling away, and it's happening. You cannot be in God's presence and be comfortable. If you're in God's presence and the words preach a song or worship going on, and you feel the same way that you came in, leave out, I beg the difference. You was ever in the service, because when you're in the service of God, sometimes even in your best, you just throw your hands up. Help me, Holy Spirit. Even in your best. And when you do that, you say, Lord, I know something I could have did better. I know I could have said something better. You know what I could have did, Lord? Mm-hmm. I could have looked at you and said, it's me, oh, Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It's
better than the need of prayer.
Lord, I lied. I misunderstood some people. Lord, I stepped on somebody. I didn't stop, Lord. I could have gave that person $2. I gave him one. Lord, it was me need this help.
Put your phone on mute to clear your throat.
I got to be out here. I'm supposed to be gone, man. I'm on the target list. But let me tell y'all this before I go again. God is looking for us to do what we do right now. He wants us to have an open dialogue. Mm-hmm. He want us to converse with one another. We can't be so powerful that it ain't us, you know, because that's what it is. We build on each other. Look what our brother did. He said, I was kind of like Brother Dog. I'm glad I wanted to clear out some. This is what it's for. We're supposed to do this here. We're supposed to help one another. Brother Nutty come on and gave his expert what he believed with Dog to understand a little bit. But I want to tell you, don't leave if you don't have a clear understanding.
Yes,
and I'm talking about
Hallelujah.
The
Amen.
I'm talking about the
Jesus. He is a way maker. He made a way for me.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
You ain't that. Who is that talking on there? I'm going to say this here, and I'm going to say this because I don't talk too much. I'm going to say this here, and I promise I'll see. I really believe.
He ain't going nowhere now. He probably got somewhere 45 minutes ago. He ain't going nowhere.
hey, this is the day that the Lord had made. I was glad.
Let us rejoice.
And they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. I was glad.
Y'all ain't let Reverend Henry say this prayer yet. Let's start off the show. We done had a whole hour of the show, and we ain't even said our prayer yet.
I'm going to let him say a lot of things. I'm going to say a lot of things, because I'm going to ease out of here. I told Reverend Henry yesterday, I said, Reverend Henry, I said, tomorrow is a year anniversary for us that we've been on the ministry. And I said, man, I know God is looking down with Dexter. That's why I feel in my heart, because I know Dexter was the one who really illustrated this, man. You know, Brother D, you know, I think, what was his name, Ken? What was his name, Kevin?
Say again, my brother.
Hello? Did you follow?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. Kenny.
Was it Kenny or Kevin help us?
Kenny.
Wayne said that. He went in his little mind and said, we're going to call it God. But I just can't. I remember like it was yesterday, man. But I never thought my brother would be gone right now, though. Nobody. I didn't see that. I didn't see him leaving like that. You know, talking about Brother Dexter. Him and Reverend Henry was sick at the same time. I remember that. Never forget that, you know. He has said this here. He said, I know he would go. He has said this here. He said, man, they finna let me out. I ain't gonna never forget it, Reverend Henry. They finna let me out. I said, I'm gonna go to a hotel and stay there and make sure. I'm gonna go there for a minute and make sure everything is all right before I get around my family. And that's the last time we heard from him. That was the last time I heard a word from him. And I know that's how God's going to do some of us today. This could be our last day. Know the Lord for you today. Don't let this be the last time that you say you love somebody. Don't let this be the last time you tell somebody, I'm sorry. Don't wait too late. Do it now. Tell them how you love them, how much you do. We got to lay one of our deacons down this week. Been there. He's been there since before the church was almost the founder, you know what I'm talking about. And we got to let him rest Saturday. Ain't that right, Reverend? Yeah, man.
That's right.
Rest, you know. But I thank God for what God had gave him 80 years on his side. You know, gave him 80 years. Mm-hmm. God gave him that, you know. So keep up.
He went on over, Reverend. He went on over.
Yes, he did.
He went over. Yes, sir. He was on the black side.
Yes, he did.
On the black side. Mm. I got background noise. I was trying to come in and out, but you know, I'm.
Hello?
He said, man, knows not the time nor the hour. So you know you need to stay. First, you need to get your business fixed. Then you need to stay fixed. And the only way you can do that is stay in the Word. I was listening to you as you were explaining to Dog, and I thought about something. Just last week, I believe Dog ended the show twice, right after the service. Because why? No one wanted to say nothing. Why no one was saying anything? They wasn't saying anything because they wasn't in tune with what was going on. They was waiting for us to exhaust an hour up, and that they could get in tune with what they wanted to go on. Well, we ended early. So when we ended early, they wasn't there. because they weren't trying to be in tune with that side. That was what my brother was just saying. They waiting on you to go back into that side. I thank God for working with you the way that he is. Yeah, I thank God that he will continue to show you the right way.
Praise God.
He continue to show you the right way. Continue to stay. Because one thing the Bible said, and I'm going to shut up. I'm like Ramirez, and I'm going to shut up. I'm going to say this. The Bible says every knee. He said every knee will bow. And he said every tongue going to confess. And I believe in what does the Lord. If he said it, I believe it. I believe that every tongue going to truly confess, just like he said. I really do. That he is Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Truly, we thank God today for what we have heard and experienced. We celebrate. We thank him for blessing us to see another year in his ministry and his work. We thank him for it. We ask that you continue to pray that God may have his way, to continue to strive for his. It's by striving. We are rewarded, and it is by giving that we receive. So keep giving us your prayer that God may continue to unfold to us his daily bread, what he has for us, and we're able to do to feed those that are hungry, to feed, to answer the questions that are asked. Praise the Lord in love. Thank you, Aunt Martha, for solid rock faith. She sends in solid rock faith. Praise the Lord. Solid rock faith allows me to believe that despite the chaos of the present moment, God does reign. Regardless of how worthless I may feel, I truly matter to God. To a God of love, no pain lasts forever, and no evil triumphs in the end. Solid rock faith sees even the darkest deed of all history, the death of God's Son, as a necessary prelude to the brightest moment in all history, his resurrection and his triumph over death. Christ is the rock. Is our sure hope. Christ the rock is our sure hope. God bless you. We thank God today. We pray that God blesses thee upon us all as we go to God in prayer. Father God in heaven, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts, so thankful of your goodness and your mercy and your grace and your kindness that you showed towards us, Father God. We ask you to continue to go with us and stand by us, protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Thank you, Father God, for helping us answer these questions, Father God, that men have in their mind and in their hearts. We pray that clarity was given, that someone may that are inquisitive to know you even more, even better, and understand your will, your way, and your word. Bless them most of all to hear your voice and hear your voice, harden not their hearts. How we pray that they harden not their hearts when they hear your voice, but they ever draw close to thee in ears. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you for it. And we love you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
to me.